told by Tom that he had a good horse, and Tom meant it. He knew that Patches was a good horse. She had a nice, light shape to her, built like a racehorse. He had legs that were just about right. And Tom knew that maybe one day she might be running a race at the rodeo or doing something special. So as the days went by, Jackie began to ride Patches, and Patches began to like it. In fact, she became very fond of Jackie and a little bit of fond of Skeeter. So as the days went by, Skeeter, of course, got bored because Jackie would always take Patches out, usually up to the dam and ride back. Sometimes he would run her fast, sometimes slow. Skeeter was getting bored. He said, "Jackie, why don't we do something else?" Jackie says, "Like what?" He said, "Why don't we go to the house of the Seven Shadows?" He said, "Now look, Skeeter, we went through that. Tom told us that we're not supposed to go up there again." He said, "I know he said that, but Jackie," he said, "do you think you saw Palomino ponies?" Jackie said, "Well, I know I did." He said, "There you are." He said, "See?" He said, "We should go up there and prove it." Jackie says, "Well, I don't know. I hate to do it after I told Tom I wouldn't." He said, "Well, he doesn't have to know about it." And he said, "You're just scared, Jackie." He said, "You're scared stiff." Jack says, "I am not." He said, "Because there are no such thing as shadows, and you know it too." He said, "I know so not such a thing." He said, "There are shadows." He said, "People tell me that they see him in the window." And he said, "They go by and they see the shadow go by the window." Jack, he says, "Oh, ha, ha, ha. He yourself." He said, "You're afraid to go there." Jackie says, "All right." He says, "All right." He says, "I'll go." He said, "We'll go right after lunch." Jackie said, "Let's go now." He said, "Because I'm hungry." Oh. So at lunchtime, Tom was talking to Jackie. He says, "Well, Jackie, what did you do today?" "So we went up to the dam." He says, "I gave Patches a little run out." He said, "Pretty fast, pretty fast." He said, "Yeah." He said, "One of these days you'll be good as the pickles." Jackie looked at him and looked at Tom, and Tom kind of laughed. He said, "Yeah, someday he might be that good." He said, "What are you going to do this afternoon, Jackie?" He said, "Oh, probably go for a ride." Skeeter kind of looked down at the table. He says, "What are you going to do, Skeeter?" He said, "I'm going to go with Jackie." He says, "Yeah." He says, "You boys stay out of trouble." Jackie said, "Well, we try to." He said, "We will, we will." So as soon as they had finished eating, they went out and saddled up and headed out towards the House of the Seven Shadows. Finally, when they got there in the same old place, they got off their horses, tied the reins to the bushes, looked down, and they saw the old beat-up barn and the house. And they started down into the ravine. Finally, they got to the barn and pushed the door open, went inside, looked around, nothing. He said, "See, they're not here." Jack says, "Well, I know that." He said, "They're gone." He says, "We were here." Jack says, "Come on, let's go back now." He says, "That's all." He said, "Jackie," he said, "we got to look in the house." Jack said, "There's nothing in there." He said, "You don't know." He says, "All right, come on, I'll show you." They went around to the front of the house, and Jackie started to walk up to the porch. Skeeter was holding on to him, and Jackie slapped his hands. He said, "Stop holding on to me like that." He said, "If I've got to run, I don't want to drag you around." He said, "That's why I'm holding on." Jackie tried to look through the window. He couldn't see much. He tried the door. It was locked. Jackie said, "Well, it's locked. Come on, let's go." He said, "Let's go around the back and try it." So they went to the back door, and they tried it. It was locked. Jack said, "Well, it's locked. We better not go in." He said, "Well, let's look in through the window." He said, "Boost me up." He said, "I'll look in the window." Jackie says, "All right." So he started to crawl on Jackie's back. He bent over and he started to crawl up on it and scraping his shoes on his shoulders. Jackie says, "Ouch." He said, "Well, I got to get up here." He said, "I can't see." He says, "Well, stand on my head." He says, "I'll try to hold you." He grabbed him by the ankles, and Jackie stood way up on, or Skeeter stood way up on his head. He says, "What do you see?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "The windows are dirty." He says, "Well, then get down." And he almost dropped him. Jackie said, Jackie, you almost dropped me. Jackie says, yeah, but you scraped my shoulders and my head. He says, I must have a bald spot up there. He said, let me see, Baldy. Jackie says, I'm in no mood for this. He said, come on, let's get back. He says, we shouldn't be here in the first place. As they started to go, Jackie or Skeeter looked back through the weeds, and over by the back porch, there was a cellar door. He said, wait a minute, Jackie. He said, there's a cellar door. He said, it's locked. They're all locked. He said, when the people lock the doors, they mean stay out. He said, but we haven't tried it. He says, well, you go try it. He said, okay. He ran back and he reached down, pulled the door, and strangely enough, it was open. Jackie said, come on, let's go. He says, you know it's locked. He said, hey, Jackie, it's not. Look. Jackie turned around and Skeeter had the door half open. He said, look, it's open. Jackie began to walk back. He says, it was open? He said, yeah. Jackie let the door back down. Or Skeeter let it back down. Jackie says, I wonder why that's open. He said, I just pulled up on the door like this, and he said, that was it. He said, you want to go in? Jackie says, well, we shouldn't. He said, but we will, won't we? Jackie says, well, I guess we're here. We've done as much damage as we can. He says, we might as well find out what's down there. So Skeeter pulled the door all the way back and laid it back against the dirt. And he looked down. It was dark. Skeeter looked at Jackie. He said, you go first. He said, you have a candle, Skeeter? He said, yeah, what kind do you want? Never mind. He says, give me something. He reached into his pocket and he pulled out a little piece of candle. He says, and I need a match. Jackie took a few steps down. It was pitch dark. He lit the candle. He says, come on. He says, there's always stairs going upstairs. He said, from the inside of the basement. He says, we can get into the house this way. So they started down through the basement, brushing away the cobwebs. Every so often they could hear something scampering over the floor like it might be a mouse or a rat. He said, Jackie, he said, let's get out of here. Jackie says, this was your idea. He says, no. He says, now that we're here, he says, I'm going to prove to myself there's nothing here, that all this stuff about shadows is just make-believe. He said, I'm beginning to believe it. Jackie says, well, I'm not. Come on. As they started down among some old boxes, Jackie looked far to the far end of the cellar, and he thought he saw what looked like steps going up, because that's what he was looking for. And as they started to go down towards the steps, there seemed to be sort of a strange breeze that blew out the candle. He said, Jackie? Jackie says, I'm over here. He said, where, Jackie? And all of a sudden, they heard something like sounded like a chain. Who that? Jackie? Jackie said, I'm over here. Skeeter began to grope in the dark, feeling his way, and all of a sudden, he felt something that was quite hairy. He said, Jackie? He said, Jackie, did you grow a beard? Jackie says, I'm all the way over here. He says, well, don't talk silly. He says, where are you? Get that candle. He says, you got a match? And all of a sudden, Skeeter began to feel. He said, Jackie? He said, do I have three legs? Jackie says, of course not. Jackie! And all of a sudden, Jackie says, here, I found it. He said, I've got a match. And he quickly lit a candle and saw Skeeter way over in the corner up against the wall. He said, Jackie, he said, there was something in here. He said, yeah, I was. He said, no, it was, he said, I found it. He said, Jackie, he says, Skeeter, remember imagination? He says, I could let my imagination run away with me too.
ghosts and goblins and witches and ooh, strange.
He said, Jackie, you think I'm crazy. I said, no, no. He says, you just imagine that. He said, you probably felt the wall. He said, did that wall look like it's got hair on it? And Jackie says, no. He said, I felt it. He said, then why didn't you give it a yank? He said, I never thought of that. Jackie says, come on. He says, come on, I'm going to go upstairs. He said, here's the steps. They started upstairs. Finally, when they got upstairs, Jackie blew out the candle because there was light from the windows. And they looked around. The floor was covered with a heavy coat of dust. The furniture was covered with dust. There were cobwebs all around. And it seemed as if no one had ever lived there, at least not for many, many years. He said, let's get out of here, Jackie. He said, there's nobody here. Come on. Jackie says, we've got to go upstairs. So they started up the steps. And right in the middle of the staircase, there was a huge picture of an old sea captain. And as Jackie started to go up the steps, Skeeter following, Skeeter looked at this captain. And as he moved up the steps, his eyes followed him. He says, what's wrong now? He said, that sea captain. He says, what about him? He said, he's looking at me. Oh, he says, Skeeter, he says, there are pictures that you can go down at the bottom of the steps, they're looking at you. You go to the top, they're looking at you. He said, that's just the way it's made. He said, with moving eyes? Jackie says, oh, they didn't move. He said, yes, they did, Jackie, they really did. He says, well, he says, come on. They opened the first door. It was a bedroom, still covered with dust. The covers were covered with dust and cobwebs in the corners. He said, there's nobody in here. Come on. They went to the next one, and finally they went to the last room. Jackie opened the door, and it was practically empty, but a few pieces of furniture. It looked like a bedroom that hadn't been used. And Skeeter said, come on, Jackie, there's nobody here. Let's get out of here. And as they started to leave, Jackie was ready to say, well, you're right, Skeeter. He says, and all of a sudden, about in the middle of the floor, Jackie looked down and he saw a footprint. He says, Skeeter, were you out here? He said, I didn't go out there. Jackie got down closer. He says, Skeeter, where did this footprint come from? He said, what footprint? He says, right there. Jackie, let's get out of here. Jackie grabbed him. He says, now, wait a minute. He said, footprints don't just happen. He said, I know. That's why we should get out of here. Jackie says, you notice something about it? He says, yeah. He said, he's got five toes. No, he says, I mean the person who was in here was barefooted. He said, those tracks are fresh. Look. He said, but we didn't see anybody. Jackie says, that's just it. We didn't see anybody. They were almost ready to leave when Jackie looked down and saw the footprint, and Skeeter looked down at it and saw the five toes. And Jackie says, Skeeter, somebody's been in here. And he said, this is fresh. He said, yeah. He said, let's get out of here, Jackie. He says, no. He said, now that we're here, he says, there's something awfully strange. He said, nothing strange. He said, the shadows are in here. They make footprints. A shadow doesn't make footprints. They float through the air. Jackie! He said, don't say it that way. Jackie says, let's find out where they go to. And he started to follow the footprints. They went over to sort of a bookcase, a tall bookcase carved, wooden figures carved on it. And all of a sudden they stopped. He said, he crawled right into the bookcase. He says, no, he didn't. He says,
Jackie opened one of the drawers. He said, is he in there?
Good.
Jackie says, no, he's not. He says, but why would the footprints go right up to the bookcase and stop? He said, I don't know and I don't care. Let's get out of here. Jackie says, now wait a minute. He says, I've read stories. He says, where there's a bookcase that turns around and behind it there's a secret passageway. Jackie, let's get out of here. Jackie says, no. He says, now wait a minute, let's look at all these figures. He says, start touching everything. He said, give me the willies. Jackie says, come on. He says, hurry up, touch everything. He says, maybe there's a button or something. Jackie began to press and touch and push and shove. He said, there's nothing. He said, Jackie, he said, come on, let's get out of here. He said, I'm getting scared. Jackie says, I still think that's a revolving bookcase. He said, Jackie, I'm going. Jackie said, I'll be right with you. He says, and then he saw at the far end was sort of like a little figure that had a little button nose. He said, come on, Jackie, I'm going. He started for the door and started down the hall. About that time, Jackie pressed the button. And standing on the little platform in front of the bookcase, he and the bookcase turned all the way around. Jackie says, that's just as I expected. He says, a secret passageway. He said, Jackie, would you come back here now? He started to walk back. He said, you, Jackie, where is you? He said, Jackie! He looked around and began to run out to the hall. He said, Jackie! He ran back. He said, Jackie! He said, please don't play games. Jackie pressed the button again, and the bookcase swung back inside. Skeeter stuck his head. He said, Jackie! He said, where'd you come from? You weren't there a while ago. Jackie says, I found it. He says, come on. He said, where? He said, there's a passageway. Come on. He says, stand right here. He pressed the button and the whole thing turned around. Jackie! He says, shh. He says, now see. He says, we're on the inside. It's dark in here. He says, we can feel our way down. He said, they lead down to somewhere. He said, where? He says, I don't know. Probably the basement. He says, come on. So they began to feel the wall and the steps. Jack said, do you have that candle? He said, yeah. He said, let's light it. They lit the candle and they started down the steps. And finally, Skeeter stopped. He said, Jackie, look. And there are two little white spots on the wall. Jackie says, yeah. He said, it looks like daylight. And they walked down and finally they got closer and closer and they looked at these two holes in the wall. He said, Jackie, he said, you know where we are? He says, sure, he says, a secret passageway. He said, no. He says, we're in the middle of the stairs. Remember the old sea captain? You mean, he said, yeah. He said, there were really two eyes. He said, that's, look through it. Jackie stuck his nose up there and looked through. And sure enough, he could see the staircase down into the living room. He says, Skeeter, you're right. He says, somebody was watching us.
Jackie, let's get out of here.
He says, shh. He says, we may be in trouble. He said, come on, let's get out of here. Jack says, yeah, I think we better. And they started back up the steps and got to the bookcase. Jackie pressed the button. Nothing happened. Jackie began to pound on and push on. He said, help me. He said, hey, it's stuck. Jackie says, I think it's more than stuck. He says, someone or something has locked it.
Jackie!
He says, there's only one way out now. We've got to follow the staircase down.
He said, I'm scared, Jackie.
He grabbed Jackie around the waist. Jackie says, slapped his hand. Keep your hands off me. He says, if I gotta run, I can't drag you.
He said, but I don't want to be behind you. He said, I don't know why you talked me into it.
I talked you into it?
Yes. He said, you're out here going down the staircase.
Jackie says, whose idea was it to come here?
said, now we're fighting. He said, if they're listening, that's what they want us to do. Yeah. He said, there's an old saying, Jackie, even the walls have ears. Jackie said. And all of a sudden, they started down the steps, slowly. Jackie was holding the candle. And finally, they got to a sort of a leveled off place. Jackie says, I think now we're on the main floor. He said, the steps go on down. He said, they must go into the basement. They started down the steps. And finally, they came to just a dead end. Jackie says, there must be a door here somewhere. He says, somewhere. There's not only one door. If you have a secret passageway, he said, there's got to be a lot of doors where you come in and out. He began to feel the wall. He said, what are you doing? Jack said, I'm feeling the wall. He said, see if I can find a button or something. He said, look like you're tickling the wall. Jack, he says, I don't want to tickle the wall. He says, help me. Skeeter began to back up, and all of a sudden, a panel slid open. Skeeter jumped, and the door shut closed. Jackie tried to open it. He says, what did you do? I don't know, I just screamed. He said, no, before you scream. He said, well, nothing, Jackie, I didn't do anything. He said, no. He said, now what did you do? He said, well, I was standing right here, and then I took a step back, and I leaned up again. Jackie, the wall! Jackie says, all right, grab it. He grabbed the sliding panel, and he says, out now. And they got outside, that is, into the basement, and they looked around. He says, yeah, there's the stairs where we went up. He says, we're just as I thought. He says, wow. He says, come on now, let's get out of here. And as they started to go rather in a hurriedly fashion, there was a gust of wind from somewhere that blew the candle out. It was pitch dark. Jackie! Jackie says, see if you can find the candle. Skeeter began to crawl on his hands and knees and patting the floor trying to find it. And all of a sudden, he felt something that had hair on it. Jackie! Jackie says, I'm over here. He said, look for the candle. And all of a sudden, his hands began to go up. And finally, he felt a nose. And he fell up, and he felt long, stringy hair. Jackie! Skeeter, what's wrong? Jackie! All of a sudden, he felt something grabbing him around the wrist. Said, Jackie? Is it Jackie, is that you? Jack says, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. He said, Jackie, he said, you got awful bony fingers. He says, why? He said, are you touching me, Jackie? He says, no. He says, Jackie. Jack said, I've got the candle. And all of a sudden, he felt somebody reach up and grab him around the neck. Hey, Jackie! And all of a sudden, Jackie lit the candle, and in the darkness, whoever it was let go of Skeeter and rushed behind a big box. Skeeter said, Jackie! He said, did you see that monster? He said, let's get out of here! Jackie says, that was no monster. He said, what was it? He said, I don't know. It's behind that box.
All right, come on, go see.
Excuse me, Jackie, I'm getting out of here. He said, now, wait a minute. He said, that was no monster. He says, I couldn't see too much, but he said, that looked like a real person to me. Excuse me, with all that hair all over him? He says, Skeeter, he says, you can go if you want to, but I'm going to find out. He says, we've come this far. He says, now I'm going to go all the way. He said, you can go all the way. I'm going all the way home. Goodbye. they started to go out, and Skeeter said he's not going to stay because Jackie knew there was somebody or something behind that box. He says, Skeeter, come here. He ran after Skeeter. He said, let me go, let me go. He says, you're coming back. He says, hey, he says, hand me that chair. He says, we'll protect ourselves. He says, come on. He says, you've got to help me. He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, I'm going to clobber him, whoever it is. He said, you get that other one over there, that old chair. Skeeter picked it up, and they started to tiptoe back. He said, you go around that way, I'll go around this way. They started to go around the box. Jackie reached down, it was a big cardboard box, and he yanked it away. Skeeter went, ah! And there, huddled in a corner, what looked like a creature, and finally it stood up. Jackie's eyes almost popped out. Skeeter said, what is it? Jackie says, well, what are you doing here? And finally, when it stood up, Jackie realized it was a little old man with long beard and long hair, baggy old trousers, torn and tattered, bare feet. Jackie says, who are you? Whoa. And the man looked frightened. He says, please. I said, don't hurt me. Please. He said, we're not going to hurt you. Jackie says, oh, he put down the chair. He says, why are you here? What? He says, I'm frightened. He says, my brothers. He says, they threatened to kill me if I say anything or do anything or see anybody. He said, your brothers? And finally, Jackie says, sit down, sit down. And he sat down on an old broken down box. Jackie says, who are you? He says, I'm the seventh shadow.
Jackie, said, I told you.
Jackie says, oh, he's a real person. He says, yes, I'm a real person. He says, I've lived here. He says, but I'm frightened. He says, I'm very frightened. Jackie says, why don't you run off? Oh, no, they would find me. He said, they would harm me. They threatened to. Jackie says, who? He says, my brothers. And he said, I have one sister. He says, where are they? Oh, I don't really know, but they're somewhere nearby. He said, they've threatened me. Jackie says, do you know anything about a Palomino pony, two of them? Oh, yes. Jackie says, where are they? I can't tell you, I can't. He says, you know what happened to them. He says, did your brothers, were they your brothers? He said, yes. He said, but I can't talk, I can't. He says, they'll find out. Jackie says, they won't. He says, my friend, Tom Dawson is the sheriff, he'll protect you. He says, you can tell me. And finally, big tears came to his eyes. He says, yes. He says, I will tell you. He says, this is better. Anything is better than this. If they come and find me, and maybe find you, we are all in danger. He says, my brothers came one night, not so long ago. They had two Palomino ponies. He says, they told me not to say anything. He says, they stole them. He says, they took them to the Indians and traded them for land, furs, gold, anything they could get. Jackie says, are you sure about this? Oh, yes, I'm very sure. He says, now that I've told you, he says, leave before they get back. Jackie says, are they coming back? Oh, I don't know. He says, I suppose they will. He says, you better go. Jackie says, all right. He says, don't be frightened. He says, I'll tell Tom. He says, he's my friend. He says, you stay right here. Oh, I'm not going nowhere. I wouldn't dare. He says, I'll be here. And the two boys started to leave. He says, now remember, he says, we'll be back. After they got outside, Skeeter said, Jackie, he says, that's the shadow. Jackie says, it's not a shadow, it's just a little old man. He says, without the haircut and beat up clothes. And he said, it's just terrible, just horrible. He says, wait till we tell Tom. Skeeter said, yeah, wait till we tell Tom. He said, will he be surprised? Uh-oh, Jackie. He says, you know what's going to happen when we tell Tom? He said, he's going to clobber us. Jackie says, yeah. He said, I never thought about that. He says, well, we're going to just have to tell him. Finally, they got on their horses and started to ride.